What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while an older film as well. So stay tuned, enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Mark here. Welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. Thanks for joining us. I got a quick one. They're calling it a horror. It's more of a thriller from Vertical Entertainment and Ammo Entertainment. It's called Room 203. It's written by Nick Ritchie and Ben Jagger, and Ben Jagger also directed it. Now, it is about friends, Kim and Izzy, who move from their little town to the big city, to a an older building, and they move into Room 203. And it is a beautiful old New York apartment with one wall of the living room is just this three-pane stained glass wonder. But it's very crazy looking. It's medieval knights and whatnot, but there's a lot of death and blood and horrible stuff in there. And the room has kind of a weird history. So Kim starts to think that their apartment is haunted for various and sundry reasons. And Izzy, her friend, starts to act a little weird at times. And so she gets concerned about her, and that doesn't help. So, Kim is going to school for journalism, and her upperclassman cum boyfriend, kind of helps her investigate what's going on. And she learns some of the history of the apartment, and we go from there. So this is a pleasant change, actually. This was a low-budget indie horror thriller that actually manages to be both horrific and thrilling. The horror, it's embodied not in the creepy stained glass window, which that's a very important aspect of what's going on, but it's in this small hole in the wall of Kim's bedroom that is, we learn early on, incapable of being patched or repaired or covered up even by anything to even hang in the way. And like a tiny mouth, this hole kind of breathes its evil into the occupants of the apartment and results in disaster no matter who's there. So our roommates, these two actresses play their roles very well, and I'll mangle their names in a second. But they both manage to kind of embody this innocence of the age that they're at, but also kind of convey the damage that they both have endured and that we learn about as the film goes on. Now, the awkward romantic interest, because you got two journalism majors, it's convincing enough. It doesn't overwhelm the story, but it stays in its lane, narratively speaking. It never becomes, you know, this huge driving force. It just kind of is this thing that developed, and it just stays over there, out of the way, but present. The writers, Nick Ritchie and Ben Jagger, they drop enough breadcrumbs throughout the course of this film to help keep the audience invested, but not so many that it ruins the eventual conclusion of the film. Personally speaking, I would have liked maybe to see a deeper exploration into what we learn is this Celtic lore that is kind of the backbone of everything that's happening in this apartment. But the fact that we don't get that depth of exploration didn't ruin the viewing experience for me at all, and I don't think it will for you. It's just one of those things that, having seen the rest of it, it's like, oh, I wanted more of that in a good way, not in a, I needed more of that, or the movie doesn't make sense. Very visually, the film doesn't really feel like a low budget indie. And by that, it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't feel cheap. It doesn't feel shallow in kind of its, of our experience with this apartment. You know, some of these indie films feel like they were shot on your phone and not in pro mode. This is really well framed. It's really well shot. It's really well lit. So it feels like a bigger maybe film than it is. There's one thing that just bothered me in it in terms of construction or appearance or quality, I guess, from a set standpoint. And you'll know it when you see it, but it has to deal with the wall with the hole in it. But it doesn't ruin it. It's just, it's a reality of a thing. And I saw something earlier and then I just could not see it for the rest of the film. However, overall, Room 203, it's highly enjoyable. It's effective as a horror thriller. And I do not hesitate to recommend it to fans of either genre, the horror or the thriller aspect. Like I said, there's a couple of, there's the one I wish we'd have gotten more of the lore, but other than that, I really, really did enjoy it. Now, it is currently available digitally, and that is iTunes, Amazon Prime, DirecTV, Cox, Time Warner, Vudu. Basically, go find Room 203 and you're going to be able to rent it somewhere. And it stars Francesca Jureb, Victoria Vinyarska, and Eric Weigand. He got the easy name. So I apologize for butchering the actresses' names. They were very lovely actresses, and they did their jobs well. So don't let my butchering of their names take away from that. So that is Room 203, again, from Vertical and Ammo. Check it out if you are so inclined. But till I get back to you with more of these, and Ryan and I talk about more of the big films that we have, and we have a list as long as this arm right here. Stay with us, stay tuned, stay safe. Don't forget to like us, follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know the drill. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe. That would be great as well. And until next time, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.